and how wonderful they are. And when I was a little boy, how I could, I enjoyed playing and pretending I lived out in the edge of the country. And, you know, it was wonderful going to the woods. And then, of course, you lose all that. And so I came up with this idea. Wouldn't it be cool to make cast bronze heads so that somebody who lost their imagination can pay me good money to make the horse head for him? I did quite a few smaller ones. Well, the problem is, too, though, that boys are in an unusual condition now relative to the history of the world. And I think a lot of attention should be paid to try to see if something can be solved. And I don't have the answer to the solution to any of this stuff. But I do know that people look at a static object. That's what sculpture is wonderful for. And look at it repeatedly and go back and compare what their thoughts on this idea are with maybe what the world is. Maybe something can happen.
Well, let's explain the sculpture. It's a young boy, about 7 or 8 years old. He's dressed in nothing but a glorified loincloth or real small shorts.
Kind of a diaper.
Okay, it's called a diaper, okay? He's got a cornstalk in his right hand.
Yeah.
In his left hand, he's riding a broom.
Right.
And the business end of the broom is up top, and there's a horse head coming out of that.
Right. Okay. Bigger than an average horse.
And he's got a beanie on his head.
Right.
With a propeller.
Right.
And there's scrap metal on the bottom with a bomb.
With a bomb.
So it's a bronze stainless steel sculpture.
Right.
This harkens back to, you're a little bit older than me, but not that much, right? So back when we were young, and you see these memes on Facebook all the time about when we were young, how we ran wild, right?
Yeah.
We came home at lunch and dinner when mom called us, literally yelled out the front door. And if we heard her, we came home, and then we'd go back out. And this seems to harken back to a time like that when you rode hobby horses, when, you know, you had to use your imagination because you couldn't put your face in an electronic object.
Right.
And is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah, and the beanie? Do you remember the beanie? You remember Cecil and Beanie?
Yeah.
Mighty Mouse, Tom Terrific, all these different the Jetsons, everybody had beanies. It's the idea of your imagination has to fly. And then when I made my horse, it's mommy's broom. It's literally made like a broom.
Yeah.
And he's riding it. And then the idea is that this horse head comes out of it. And it's like bigger than an average horse. And it's 125 pounds of bronze sticking out there. And it looks wild. And the idea is that boys have to have this imagination. And you have to try to, you know, control it. And he's obviously maybe not doing such a good job of controlling it. But that's the idea, the big overall metaphysical idea about this. And I also was early in Mad Magazine. I love Mad Magazine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And Spy v. Spy, which seems to be like comes back, you know, like today in the news. And they always had these round bombs with these little fuses out. And I always just thought they were really cool, you know. And so he's standing on this round bomb with a fuse sticking out of it. And this pile of junk, which I literally got out of a scrapyard.
And we should say this bomb looks like something Wile E. Coyote would...
Yeah, right.
Right, to chase down the road.
Yeah, you can, I mean, you can buy it on at Acme.
But this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's on all the scrap metal.
And he's standing on it.
Okay.
Then my art historical background, it has this is an equestrian martial sculpture, which are being removed a lot of places because they seem to have a bad idea, which I tend to agree with. Historically, back in the Renaissance, technically, they had problems casting horses to stand on 3 feet. They wanted it to look like they're marching, so they're standing on 3 feet. And so they would put bombs under the hoof of the front, so they had 4 points of landing, and yet the horse's foot was up. And so I always loved those things because it kind of makes no sense when you look at it. You know that. So this kind of makes no sense.
All right. Herb Eaton is our guest on GLT Sound Ideas. You can see his sculpture in Peoria. It's part of the Sculpture Walk 2018 along Washington Street in Peoria. 114 people wanted to be a part of this. Herb was one of 8 chosen. This is quite an honor. Authors, when they write fiction, they often say they don't know how their novel is going to end because the characters just kind of play out, right?
Yeah.
And you always have stories along with your art. Do you have a story that goes along with this in your own mind? Or are there, I imagine, many different stories? And did that story play out as you were creating the sculpture?
First of all, I created these characters about 30 years ago. I had this man and this woman, and then there was this boy who doesn't show up a lot. 30 years ago, and I would draw him and paint him and all this stuff, and then now I'm doing this skeleton on my blog. They're characters. And the beauty of a character for any creative person is that if you give in to them, they decide what's going to happen. And this piece, the original maquette, was not going to look like this. It looked completely different. And I got mad at it. So the little boy and the horse head stuck separately in the studio for almost a year, just moved around. And all of a sudden, one day, they laid next to each other. And it's like, oh, the boy's got to be riding the horse, of course.
Okay.
He was supposed to be doing something else, and I forgot what it is. And then one thing led to another. Then that then became something that I could focus on. But yeah, you don't know where your characters are going. And I write a lot that goes along with it. And this guy, I might as well be truthful. The simple matter of fact is this is me harking back to the day when I was 8, 7, 10.
And we were all idealistic back then, right?
Yes, and we all had imagination and adventure. And fact is, when it came to making this particular boy's face and head, I had to use something. And what I did was go back into my old photographs and dug out my first communion pictures when I was about 8 years old or something. And there were plenty of different shots of me from different sides, so I could kind of create that.
Interesting. All right. You're listening to GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton with Herb Eaton. We're on the second floor of his gallery in downtown Bloomington. And we're talking about a sculpture. It's a bronze stainless steel sculpture. He calls it Mama's Broom. And you can see a picture of it on WGLT.org. So we talked a lot about the broom.
Uh-huh.
And the horse head, and even the bomb, haven't addressed the cornstalk in his right hand yet. It towers over him. It's almost twice as tall as he is. What's the representation there?
Well, when we were boys, and I think this is past
the play in the woods. Were you talking about playing
in the cornfields? Yeah, well, we had cornfields across from my house until I was out of high school. And when we were kids, we would go in, and we needed spears so that we could be headhunters and cannibals and stuff like that. You know, the guy's dead. He's not going to call the police. But we would steal a cornstalk or two and then throw it at each other, you know. And then you could carry them along as banners, you know, kind of like the old Knights of the Round Table. And so that's basically what I did. I made the Knight of the Round Table guy with it. And I got incredibly fortunate and found this piece of scrap stainless that looked like a corn, with a little addition, looked like an ear of corn. The other part of this is I'm really fascinated by non-Western art, especially the people from New Guinea. I go to every time I get a chance to see something because they were such wonderful inventors. Now, you know, literally they were cannibals. I mean, supposedly they ate Michael Rockefeller. But I always respected their skills with making things. So that kind of is how that thing came about.
Well, you must be pretty proud of yourself. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know. If proud of yourself makes your ego get a little big, but I am really happy that I got to do it.
How long did it take you to actually put the whole this one together?
It became my life for about 9 months. You know, and I was going over to Peoria all the time to do things at Bradley, and then I've got my own studio here where I could do quite a bit of the thing. And then there were changes throughout it. Even at the end, we almost I mounted it once, then we took it down and cut it up and re-welded it in a slightly different configuration. Yeah, when you're doing a one-off anything like sculpture, and you got to move this all around, you got to move it in parts, and then you think it's all going to work out, and then all of a sudden it doesn't work out, then you get your plasma cutter out, you get your grinders out, and you cut the thing apart and you put it back together, which requires welding. And finally, I'm really, really happy with it now. I was happy with it several times along the path, but I was really happy now, especially because it's sitting over there and I'm able to sit here and plan whatever else I'm going to do in life.